Number two.
From patron Julia Charlie, you missed the best part. If you didn't want to be in the phone book, you had to pay extra. What?
I think this is accurate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I wasn't privy to that sort of.
You weren't head of household when this decision was made.
No. And when I lived in an apartment over on the coast, we didn't really bother with being in the phone book at all. So
gotcha.
Anyway, you had to pay extra. That sounds like a racket to me. It was a couple dollars a month to have an unlisted number. That is criminal. Honestly, my brother always had his account under.
Before you say that, am I missing something? Who is that?
Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
That's the order of crayons?
The rainbow.
Okay, keep going.
Roy G. Biv.
Oh, does your bingo board have me sounding stupid?
Well, you don't have two young daughters, you know, that coloring and rainbows and stuff.
All right.
So he had his account under Roy G. Biv. Instead of paying for unlisted service every once in a while, he'd get an unsolicited call asking for Mr. Biv. The phone company was big on charging for convenience rather than based on actual cost. They also charged extra to use touch tone rather than rotary. Wow. Even though touch tone cost them less to provide because it's faster.
Mm.
Excuse me. Rotary. We could do a segment on that too.